Rick, this week, let's keep it local, beginning with what's happening in terms of economic development around Pensacola.
Lots of projects going on, everything from new automobile dealerships to buildings going up downtown and around the area, and also some exciting developments with solar electricity in the military. Lots of things happening.
Specifically, Pulse is reporting confirmation of plans for two new upscale hotels on vacant property downtown.
That's got to be good for downtown. You know, the beach is a wonderful tourism asset. Of course, values there are focused during the 10-week summer season. And to get hotels in the downtown area that can cater to meetings downtown, that can cater to people that want to be based in the historic downtown while they do other things in the immediate area and the region, that's certainly good. And it's great that the business owners who did their feasibility studies, did their due diligence, found that Pensacola is expected to grow enough to support additional hotel properties in the downtown area. So overall, it's a very positive statement about economic development and growth for the area.
And quickly staying downtown, there's the former Escambia School District office where great plans are in the works there.
Yes, one of the properties where you've got, I guess, mixed use going in, including some residential and some retail planned for the site. Some nettlesome details do remain in terms of cleaning up some contamination at the site. But once that gets done, it'll be great to see development going in, particularly west of Palafox. That's been somewhat of a barrier, and to have a complete, thriving, robust downtown of many blocks instead of just a couple of blocks, then developments like that are necessary to get the population density to support the restaurants that will make the downtown seem like a thriving and interesting place.
Now, you mentioned the solar panel project going on at our local bases. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, an interesting collaborative effort, the military, Navy, and Army. So this includes Army facilities at Eglin Air Force Base, as well as Navy facilities at Soffley Field and Whiting Field. And all together, working with Gulf Power and Gulf's electricity generator partners, they're going to put in solar panels that, these are large sites. They're talking about enough electricity to power, I believe the figure was 18,000 homes across the three areas. And that's made possible because of the decrease in cost of generation due to better quality technology for solar panels. And so that's how solar and other renewables become cost competitive with the traditional fossil fuels, coal being the one that has been used for many years here, although we have, of course, in recent years transitioned to natural gas. But with the decrease in cost of generation for solar, it becomes competitive. And it's interesting to see the federal government via the military leading the way to develop these technologies. They may be looking at other uses for them in other places. And so this may be somewhat of a test bed for them, but exciting to see that kind of capacity going in. The estimates are that it will save several million tons of carbon emissions over the life of the project.
Let's move to Okaloosa, Walton now, and talk about the economic forecast. Your colleague, Zach Jenkins, recently spoke to local builders and realtors over there.
Zach gave a presentation to the Building Industry Association of Okaloosa-Walton, joint with the Emerald Coast Association of Realtors, and said what has been on people's mind, that the housing market continues to be vigorous. We've seen price growth. I was just looking at the price growth figures for the Pensacola area this week, and we've actually seen that 2016 overall saw price increases for residential on the order of 5%. Zach enumerated some of those increases as well as growth in the economy for Okaloosa and Walton economy. And one of the takeaways was that the demand for homes is growing faster than the supply. It's interesting to note that unlike many years, this past year was actually one in which the Pensacola economy grew more rapidly than the Okaloosa economy in terms of jobs. So great to see the Northwest metro areas doing well And that should continue into the future. And that's a good sign because this is the part of the business cycle when there's good, strong expansion where Florida really takes off and kind of leaves Northwest Florida in the dust because we have the more stable military industry here that doesn't grow jobs as quickly. So it's good to see our Northwest Florida metro areas keeping up.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Everhart, WUWF News.